All right. No, let's not get away from this story.
Yeah, so anyway, here's the guy on the table, and he's got the fracture, and it's being set. The bone ends are put together, and the doctor's trying to decide what to use for a fixation device on an unknown creature with unknown bone. And so he goes in to look at the fracture site again and get it cleaned up, and amazingly, he can't move the ends of the bone. They don't move.
They don't move.
Can't pull them apart. So I started asking.
Meaning what? That it healed already?
It had already started to heal.
Wow.
And I asked him about the color. He said the color was pinkish, which was very the same color as a human bone. He says the bone was pretty much like human bone, except that it had these large cavities, or what he called lacunae, in the bone. And he says what that did was gave the bone a tensile strength, which was much, much greater than human bone,
uh-huh.
and made it lighter.
Okay.
Then I asked him about the blood. I said, was it blue or yellow or green? You know, what color was the blood? And he kind of chuckled at that point and said, no, it was the same color as human blood. It was red. And I asked him about the...
Did he get any samples?
Oh, yeah. They took samples and they sent it to the lab and they ran all kinds of tests on it. And looked for, the electrolytes and things. And he said the cellular structure was... very similar to human blood, with the exception that the small white cells, the platelets, were, I think he said, tenfold over what it is in the human body.
Huh.
And he said the blood would clot almost immediately when it came out of the blood vessel, but he didn't know whether that was because of the increased number of platelets or whether the blood was being introduced into an atmosphere that was far different than what it was used to.
Well, that number of platelets might indicate a more efficient clotting and healing system, right?
Yeah, it's very possible. But it also, maybe they didn't come from the same gaseous environment as we have on Earth's atmosphere. So
this man now had a sample of alien blood.
Right. Blood sample of alien blood and bone. They sent them both to the lab. So anyway, he went ahead and, to the best of his ability, just didn't fixate it, and he closed the rest of it. And what he said happened next was the most amazing thing that he'd ever seen. He said he didn't put it into the cast because he didn't know what to expect and felt that it was safer, both for the patient and for him, because if something had happened to the patient, who knows what would happen to him.
Right.
So he watched it, and he said in a 24-hour period, everything healed, including the skin.
Okay. So right now we have a healthy, healed alien, and soon we have a dead alien. I mean, how do we get from there to there?
Okay. I said, what condition was the alien in when, or the being in when he left the hospital facility with a military guard? And he very specifically said to me he was in satisfactory medical condition. Now, that, Art, is a very specific medical term. You talk about any dignitary or actor or actress that's reported in a hospital, and they tell you what condition. It's critical, it's satisfactory, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So when you say satisfactory condition, that means that all vital signs are present and the patient is ambulatory. That means they can walk okay and they can breathe and everything is functioning well. That is the condition that this creature left the hospital with a military escort. He was taken immediately and put into a military truck. And from there, witnesses outside of the hospital said that the trucks left the back portion of Humanitas Hospital and immediately took him to another hospital.
Hmm.
Now, we don't know whether something transpired after it left the Hospital General or whatever the reason, but they took him to another hospital. Now, should we talk again about the last thing that happened in the operating room?
Please.
I asked the doctor, as any curious person would ask, medical and otherwise, did you have any communication with this creature?
Thank you. Yes.
he became silent. And he said, well, I'm going to tell you something that happened in the operating room. You can believe it or not. He said, when we had almost finished the surgery, he said, the room began to fill with a greenish haze. So he didn't know whether it was coming from the creature or whether it was coming from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They didn't know whether it was going to be toxic. They didn't smell anything. And as the room filled with this greenish haze, he turned around and he saw that the source of it was the being laying on the table. He locked eyes with the creature, which he didn't want to do. And he said at this point, he could not remove his eyes. And he said that it downloaded into his head, was the best way he could describe it, these thought grams. And he said it was like somebody had physically taken a rubber hammer and hit him over the head time after time after time after time, resulting in something that was akin to the worst possible migraine headache with nausea and vomiting, which lasted for over 2 weeks.
Was information being imparted with
yes.
every hit of the mallet?
Yes. So I asked him if he would tell us what this creature told him, and he said, I'm only going to tell you two things, and that were two things that it talked about in relation to the human race. And he said that it's they, whoever they or wherever they come from, felt sorry for human beings. And I said, why? And he said, for two main reasons. Number one, that human beings had the capability of doing everything that they could do. And as an example, he said it would not be necessary for wherever he came from to be brought to a facility to have the repair done to his body that he had done here, that they could either do it singularly or they could join together and heal, and that we could do the same.
So healing would occur in a very different way. He was explaining then to the healer that otherwise this would have been done in a very different way at home.
That's
basically
correct.
Okay.
And the other reason was something that was quite earth-shaking. He said that human beings, he felt sorry for human beings because they were totally detached from their spiritual self.
Hmm. Some of us perhaps more than others, but that may be largely true, I suppose.